Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham, in which we have a children's Trivial Pursuit card, and I ask the answers, which are really the questions, and our panellists have to give the questions, which are really the answers. If you haven't got it, don't worry, we haven't either. I'm Ella, I'm hosting. I'm joined by, have you heard of Abby Houseman? It's Abby Houseman.
Hi.
He's meant to be funny. It's Jack Ellis.
Buenos dias.
And generic blonde girl, it's Hattie Hughes.
Hey.
Who's currently wearing goggles on her head.
I thought we weren't going to mention this.
Okay, we won't mention it then.
We won't have mentioned it then.
If they give me a correct answer, they get a... And if they give me an answer that's better than the one I have on the card, they get a...
Hattie's noise, basically. That's just associated with me, because, you know, I always win.
You've, like, never won.
I have! I won all of last series.
You did not. Speaking of series, it's series 3!
Yay!
Yay!
You sound thrilled, everybody.
I tried, okay?
I didn't.
I know you didn't.
It just means it's the start of exams.
That is true. Mm. There's a lot of deadlines coming up.
Yeah.
Which we're not thinking about.
I've got a lot of stuff to do. I've got most of the lines for a play that I'm doing on Monday to learn.
Have you not learned any yet?
I've got a fair chunk of them, but it's just like bits of dialogue. I haven't really at all.
Instead, we're going to answer Trivial Pursuit questions
here.
Basically, what this podcast has become is a therapy session. Forget the Trivial Pursuit card. Therapy. Does anyone have anything they want to share?
Oh, so much.
No? Excellent. We shall begin. Blue Wedge, people and places on this children's Trivial Pursuit card. Euro.
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 Oh, what have we just left behind?
Ooh, political. I like it. Satire.
Sorry, is it a bit too soon?
No.
Should we talk about Trump instead?
No. Let's not mention him at all.
Well, I mean, he won't be president by the time this is aired.
This is going out in
Here we go again.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be dead.
Here we go again with the at the time of recording,
okay,
at the time of broadcast thing.
For those of you who haven't listened, in series 2...
Number one, what are you doing?
Yeah, go find the episodes. They're great. Some of them. Series 2, we predicted that quite a few people would die or come back from death. And
one of those things happened.
One of them happened. On the day we recorded it.
On the day, yeah.
Which is... Sorry, John Glenn, yeah, that we happened to mention you and then you died.
Whoops.
Princess Diana hasn't yet come back as a zombie and taken over Russia.
At the time of recording.
Time for recording again. We did predict by the end of March. It's not quite the end of March for us at time of recording. Time of listening, we'll all have been hunted down by zombies.
At the time of listening, it's the third year of the reign.
Euro.
What star is a very fast train service?
Have you seen the story with... Yeah, I keep getting distracted by the fact that they're playing Dire Straits' Walk of Life outside.
A little bit. I heard the... That.
On campus. And online. This is URN.
Lovely bit of plugging that.
Fantastically timed.
That
I love
was
it.
Very smooth.
Yes, Euro.
What currency is associated with most of Europe?
What zone is most of Europe in?
Name one country in Europe.
Germany.
Let's see if you can get the question. The specific country
Germany.
That is named here. No.
Spain. Italy.
What is the currency of Italy?
Buongiorno.
And many other places in brackets, hopefully.
At time of recording.
At time of broadcast, it's all pound sterling because we've taken the empire back.
R.I.P. the euro.
Pink Wedge for good times. Cabbage Patch Kids.
What are creepy as hell?
I'm not going to disagree.
Good.
Oh my god, when I was growing up, I can't remember what they were, but I just remember the Cabbage Patch Kids.
I think you know
that
what they were.
That was a great anecdote. Thanks, Hattie, for that. Really pleased your hair.
My dad. Better than silence, okay?
My dad wouldn't let us have dolls because they really creep him out, including the one in Toy Story 3, you know, that baby.
Yeah.
He can't watch it because creepy doll.
Toy Story 3 is sad.
It's very sad. Does not include Cabbage Patch Kids.
No.
They're American, aren't they?
This is actually... Yeah, they're a type of doll.
What, they're really collectible as well, aren't they, supposedly?
I think so.
Like, they have a ridiculous value associated with them for some stupid reason.
Joey had one in Friends.
Good.
Is that the question?
No. This is actually the first multiple question...
Multiple question. I'm certain we've had this exact conversation before.
We have, because then I said that I was posh for knowing the word coits.
Multiple coits question.
This is actually our first multiple choice question of series three, which isn't that exciting because it's only the second question.
Hooray!
Brussels sprout babes, Cabbage Patch Kids, or Cauliflower Cuties, which were popular dolls?
Oh, I like the sound of Cauliflower Cuties, though. That is a
would
cool name.
Would they have, like, cauliflower for hair, do you think?
Yes! Although that like, would...
Yeah, they would.
They're made of colours. Cauliflower.
Mm. Ooh, that's just a way to get kids to eat vegetables.
Yeah. Edible and cute.
Why would you eat your...
Like puppies.
Oh, my God!
That was such an evil laugh.
Well, it was quite an evil sentiment.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you not hear the sentence that preceded it?
History. Kennedy.
President. Presumably.
Ooh. What space centre is in Florida?
You two are closer with the presidential aspect
than
Jack.
Both head president... who and their... Oh, sorry. Which president and their brother got assassinated in the 1960s?
I'm just going to share the points out between, well, Hattie and Abby and not Jack. What was the surname of the American president known by the initials JFK?
Who, as we know from previous episodes, Jamie thought was John Kennedy for quite some time. I don't think me mouthing the word will have actually come through on the radio, so I'm just going to say
it. Thanks for saying that as well.
That's okay.
Yes, Kennedy. It's not a very interesting question. Sorry, John. Right, arts and crafts, Brown Wedge, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Who was in... I've just forgotten all Jamie Lee Curtis films. That's remarkable.
She was in Freaky Friday.
She was.
With Lindsay Lohan.
The remake.
Yes.
I thought it was a man when you said the name. I've never heard of them before.
She's married to the guy who was in Spinal Tap.
I don't know what that film is.
No.
Didn't think it was Harry Shearer somehow.
Other one. She saw a picture of him on a magazine cover as his character in Spinal Tap and she went, that is the man I'm going to marry.
And she did.
How oddly prescient.
Dreams
everywhere.
Do come true, fangirls.
does she have an interesting art hobby? She knit, crocheted something unusual?
Maybe, but not what I have here. She has written a book. A children's book. I will give you... three air horns worth
Guest.
Points if you can guess the name of the book.
Dreams Do Come True.
No.
Freaky Friday.
Nope.
She wrote the book adaptation.
Nope. Where do balloons go?
Oh.
And this is why it, and like, I haven't read this book, I'm not gonna lie, but it frustrates me as someone who specializes, or is at least trying to specialize in children's fiction, that people are like, yeah, I can do that. That's easy. Where do balloons go?
Well,
is what she came out with.
You don't know. Maybe they go. Maybe they go to the moon.
The number of balloons I've lost as a child.
They're all on the moon.
Sad life.
No, they're all being collected by a crotchety old man who wants to go and visit some strange far off country.
Oh, the John Lewis advert.
Okay, we're not.
I was going with up.
He was
sure.
going with up. We're not allowed to talk about the John Lewis advert because there's an article that was written on it that I found absolutely hilarious, which I tried to read to one of my friends who found the advert really sad, and then we like fell out for like 3 hours.
For 3 hours? That isn't a big fall.
I got caught in the middle of it, like the custody child.
It's quite a long time.
So I completely misspelled that in my head and thought you were just covered in custard briefly.
Just to get their attention, I'm like, guys,
I'm covered in non-Newtonian fluid. What's going on?
Right. Science. I was
you
gonna say
so sure.
Well, science.
Right. For science for Green Wedge. Digital.
What kind of watches are pretty neat?
Take that. It's not what I have on the card, but I agree. Although they're not as pretty as watches.
Analog watches.
That's the word.
What means of or pertaining to fingers?
Correct. But not what I have on the card.
Is that true? That's really cool, that
fact. Digits.
Digitus in Latin.
Mm, that's clever.
I do
Latin. Really? Really? Might have mentioned it.
I've never heard this before.
Yeah. Digital.
Wait, what do you do again?
Science. I'm clever.
Sorry, that was involuntary.
Digital.
What
is not analog?
Think of an acronym that features the word digital.
DAB radios.
Nope.
Would have been pertinent being in a radio station.
Would have, unfortunately, Trivial Pursuit didn't take that into consideration.
God, come on, Trivial Pursuit, get
very
on it.
You watch things on them.
TVs.
that featured the word digital as part of their acronym.
DVD stands for what video disc?
There we go.
Or versatile disc.
What does the first D of DVD stand for?
What does the second D stand for?
Disc.
He just said it.
I literally just said both possible. The thing is, technically the initialism for that is a matter of debate, because people, you don't always just store videos on them. They're basically just CDs that you can store more on.
Yeah.
This guy that my friend slept with, his name's like, he's got three D's in his name.
That's a great way of...
No. He's got three D's in his name. We were like, oh, two D's too many. So that was why I was like, oh, what's the second D from? Because I was on that train of thought. Sorry.
Sadly, there was not a third.
Keeping it classy.
Classy. Classy with the northern accent. Like, you can't say...
I don't have a northern accent.
You don't have a northern accent.
No, but if you say
classy...
classy
Hattie doesn't almost rhyme.
Classy?
Oh, shut up.
Classy is an oxymoron, basically, because... it's classy, not classic. Classy is just not...
You have not understood the concept of an oxymoron.
Yeah. I think I know what she means, though. I know where her train of thought's going,
you
but also
want,
it's classy.
You want the word
I know where her train of thought's going, but I think it's just blasting through a few too many stations.
It's not. It's not a lot of things. You want it to be pronounced class, because class is associated with standard English, which is associated with a higher status. And saying it with a different dialect.
Class.
Is.
Yeah.
Class.
That's,
it's proper class, mate.
That's what I mean. Exactly.
Abby and I went to a fancy do the other day, and they had free bottles of water, and I went, well, this is class, innit?
I love the fact that you just said fancy do as well.
Yeah. I went to this drink fancy do, and they had these bottles of water, and I thought, oh, this is class.
You know, you're actually just completely reiterating everything I just said.
Can't take the mick out of a Midlands accent when we're in the Midlands. We've had this discussion before.
North of Watford Gap is the north.
No, it's not.
Okay, as the host...
Here we go.
I am putting my foot down. We're in the Midlands. They're northern. Midlands.
When you say
they're... not going to know, because they...
That's true.
The unidentified
people,
they.
People are northern. I am not. I'm a southerner by birth as well. It's embarrassing.
I love that you're not a person.
Yeah.
People are northern.
I, meanwhile...
What actually are you?
The Demogorgon.
I'm trying to desperately move on. Basketball. Final question. For an orange wedge.
What sport features prominently in the film Space Jam?
It took me so long to read the question.
I was going
to
say, am I right?
No, you're not.
Didn't think so.
What type of ball did I once fall over and twist my ankle on? True story.
It's amazing that you've actually got that word for word. Younger. No. How did you do that?
I also did it with a football last year, playing for the Hang of Hers. Yeah.
Well, I would say just avoid sport.
I tried to do a layup. Do you know what a layup is in basketball?
I'm aware.
Oh, check you. Sport knowledge.
I know stuff. I don't really. I'm just trying to sound clever.
For those that are unaware of what a layup is, could you explain?
So you do two steps, you raise one leg, and then you push the ball into the net.
And you didn't do that, presumably.
I didn't bounce the ball very well, and then I just kind of fell over it and face planted. So.
No.
I am known as Smooth Hattie. It's just. Something I do. There was a step in Budapest, and there's a shop, and it's called DM. And my friend was like, just slide into the shop, and we can do sliding into your DMs. And I fell over the step.
Fantastic.
I walked into a glass door the other day because I forgot it had been opened, so I just turned straight into it. And then yesterday in the library, I misjudged where the barrier was, and I walked into the... Well, I didn't walk in. I did a last-minute swerve into the wall next to the barrier.
What sport is Michael B. Jordan?
Yes, let's get back to the actual question.
I thought he was a baseballer. He retired from basketball briefly to pursue a very unsuccessful career in baseball.
Thank you for explaining that joke.
Hence the whole joke at the end of Space Jam where he's playing baseball.
Haven't seen Space Jam.
Have you? Wow.
Wait, who has seen it?
Me?
I think I remember watching it.
Abby seems very hesitant to admit that.
Social suicide right there.
I mean, I'm here at this point in time, so yeah. it's not going any higher.
Basketball. Name famous team.
I like Lakers.
Globetrotters.
Yes, I'll give Abby that.
Thank you.
What sport are the Harlem Globetrotters famous for? Shouldn't really end a question on a preposition, but oh well.
Basketball.
It's children, they don't know.
I imagine it wasn't written by children, though.
You don't
that
know that.
That would be cool.
You don't know which bit of that, of children's Trivial Pursuit, was to do with the children. These could be questions for adults that happen to have been written by children.
Sorry, my mind took a very dark turn there.
You disgust me, and I was in an entire play about online paedophiles.
And that brings us to the end. Shut up, Abby. That brings us to the end of tonight's podcast. I'm going to announce that Abby is the winner.
Yay! Thank you.
Congratulations. Yep, that's it.
Good.
Words.
Yay.
This is the first episode of Series 3 of Insert Question Here. You can find all the previous episodes and series on iTunes and Audioboom, and check out our Facebook page as well. We'll be back next week at the same time for more Insert Question Here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know why I waved.